Blue-green algae is a normal part of many lakes, but if it reproduces too much, it can turn a lake toxic. Health officials detected the first large harmful algae bloom on Milford Lake in 2011 and have continued to see the problem come back every year since. Earl Lewis of the Kansas Water Office says the main cause of the outbreaks is an increase in the amount of phosphorus-rich runoff coming from farms and fields. He says the additional funding from the National Resources Conservation Service will help officials better target their efforts to reduce it.
There's a lot of on-farm practices that producers can use to try and change the way that runoff happens or doesn't happen off of their fields.
The project is a collaboration between 28 public and private organizations with ties to the lake and the resources it provides. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Brian Grimmett.